for stronger multilateralism and accelerated digital transformation at the 58th annual meeting of the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, held recently in Milan, Italy. Speaking at the governor's business session, Deputy Finance Minister Thomas Giovannadono, representing Indonesia, highlighted how rising global uncertainty has increased the vulnerability of supply chains. According to a statement from the Ministry of Finance on Wednesday, Giovannadono emphasized that multilateralism is essential for delivering mutually beneficial solutions, promoting inclusive growth and reducing inequality to achieve shared prosperity. The Ministry of Cooperatives and the Law Ministry teamed up to ensure that the 80,000 business entities planned under the Red and White Village Cooperatives Program can obtain legal status with ease. The cooperation was formalized with the signing of a memorandum of understanding in Jakarta on Wednesday, according to a statement issued by the Cooperatives Ministry. Cooperatives Ministry Budi Aristiadi, after signing the agreement, said that with this MOU he is optimistic and convinced that the government will be able to speed up the legalization of 80,000 Red and White Village Cooperatives. That's the news. Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, we know that Indonesia has underscored the importance of ethical artificial intelligence used during the APEC Education Ministers meeting on Jeju Island, South Korea. In this case, a key topic discussed at the forum was the role of artificial intelligence in expanding access to education and also creating broader learning opportunities for communities. And then in this discussion, during his presentation, Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, has emphasized the importance of ethical considerations in the development and use of artificial intelligence in education. He also acknowledged that while artificial intelligence presence is significant, it should be embraced by the education sector and must be adopted with caution. He said the need for proper regulation to ensure that AI supports educational advancement, calling for a thoughtful approach to integrating digital technologies into classroom while the students are learning. And during the event, Muti also held discussions with the South Korean government to explore opportunities for educational cooperation. He noted that South Korea had expressed strong interest in partnering with Indonesia on digital learning initiatives. This year, in 2025, South Korea hosted the 7th APEC Education Ministers meeting, which brought together education ministers from 21st APEC member economies.
Presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Oh, Ta-da!
means to me. Well, I know that you are still doing your little activities, so please do it carefully, effectively, and wholeheartedly. Well, breath is still also our another wise word. It is also, it has something to do with, you know, our quote of the day. Now it is from Su Carno. He said, only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. Well, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Yeah.
Bangladesh with 439 stamps.
When we get explanation from Ijaz about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in Butterfield and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional Kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this Kampung. Ijaz explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga, di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Jadi yang disebut bangunan panggung, atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus kekuatannya kuat.
Kampung Naga building is still shaped with injuk and leaves, but it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no digging. On the building, there is a phone which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call steel building is like our body because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of governance used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the original government. Without we ask, apparently Ijaz knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and Hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional Kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Which is still preserved, that makes classic Malaya regency culture and tourism service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutaman, Secretary of Classic Malaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka, jadi para...
As it is traditional Kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga, because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Consisting of 114 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place, kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ijaz then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual systems here, like our Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Adal Adha Islamic Sacred Christmas Day, Islamic rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Adal Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kuncheng or Kampung Head. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean, and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijaz about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat, seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate, like in here, for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to the forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains affected because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life, like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art, and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijaz explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic rites, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Pierce.